Welcome everybody to the Comic Shoot episode 4. Derek and I are recording on a very, very special day. It's Thursday instead of Sunday. Partially because we just couldn't wait, and partially because, well, Derek has to do shit on the weekend, and, well, we gotta fucking reschedule. You're a dick, Derek.
Hey, I'm going to the Royal Rumble, so I'm you know, I have no, you know, I'm not gonna apologize for that.
Well, there you go. Before we start, just like last time, I want to thank everybody for listening, for tuning in, giving us some feedback. We cracked the 1,000 unique downloads mark. We cracked the 1,500 overall downloads mark through three episodes. I'm fucking floored fantastically. Hopefully that alliteration made you proud, Mr. Stan Lee. But before we start, I just want to remind everybody that the views and opinions on this show might not be for everybody. You might not agree. We don't really care. This show is for fans of like-minded people. Yep. If you don't like it, unfortunately, this is not for you. But these opinions are not necessarily those of allcomic.com or the people that work for the site. So you've been warned. Right off the bat, this is part one of a two-part series on the Big Two. We're starting with the blue guys, we'll call them, because everybody likes to associate blue with DC and red with Marvel. This is the state of DC. This is an overall look at, well, DC. The state of DC, what we're doing, what they're doing, what we like, what we don't like, maybe even what we think they should change. First and foremost, for those that don't know what DC is, well, I'm not even going to start there, but
yeah, really.
I will explain the New 52 to you. There was a little something called Flashpoint. Flash goes back in time, kills a butterfly, let's just cut to the chase there, changes everything, they forget stuff, everything goes back to zero. DC threw out, you know, their 800 issues of Batman and started at number one, and et cetera, et cetera. Everything's new and shiny and great. And
yeah. Well,
we all got tired of it pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, in those 800 issues, there were, you know, reboots and whatnot. Well, 700.
I know, generalization. They had some high numbers. Some were legacy. They went away. They came back. You know how the Big Two do.
Exactly.
I'm sure we're going to get, you know, when Batman reaches 900 or 800, they're going to say, hey, this is the special 800th issue with 800 fucking variant covers. We want you to buy them all.
Yep. Yep. With like a $10.99 price tag.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, that's my fucking nightmare right there.
Any excuse.
So, I think we're going to dive right into it. First and foremost, when the New 52 came out, I had just kind of sort of got my feet wet with comics coming back after 15 years or so. So I was pretty much all over everything. That didn't last very long, let me tell you. I started leaving stuff at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Some issues, some series I actually ended up almost lasting 10 issues on. until recently, I had 3 DC books on my pull. I'm actually up to 7 now because Comixology is a bastard, and it's really easy to go back and buy backlog issues. For those that don't know, I'm doing a digital experiment. Make sure you go read digital or bust column. Ha ha, cheap plug. Derek sent me a list of his current pulls, and this crazy motherfucker is currently sitting at 33.
33 out of 46 monthly ongoing titles.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not including the minis.
And it's also worth noting that, you know, for a while there, DC did have 52. Obviously, they can't keep a workload like that. Thank Christ.
Yeah, really. They need to stop that.
Derek would have a lot more.
I would.
Derek, just for posterity's sake, so I don't feel like I'm the only one, can you just say fuck on the show for me?
Fuck. Shit.
There we go. Okay, I feel better. I'm not the only one saying it.
Boobies and boners.
That just reminds me of that Joker thing where it's like, Batman thinks I made a boner now. Wait till he sees my real boner or whatever the hell he says. That was apparently my Joker voice, by the way, everybody. You're welcome. That was a one-time only thing.
Beautiful.
So, Jesus Christ, Derek, you got 33. I can't even begin to imagine this list. Just to put everything into perspective, I've been talking for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, but I want to know how many books you get overall, just so everybody understands your craziness.
Okay.
I believe last time I saw it, it was over 200.
What my oh my pull list?
Your overall list.
Oh, my overall pull list. Oh no, 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 it's not 200. No,
it was.
It's.
I did a spreadsheet, Derek. It was.
Yeah. No. No. Well, right now it's right now it's hovering around around 104.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm getting a lot more indie lately, and Marvel is just killing me with their all-new Marvel Now. And just everything. Yeah, like everything. Well, we'll talk about that next time. But
okay, well, let's. Since how you get most of them, you're going to be my go-to guy for a lot of this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Because a lot of it, I didn't click. They didn't last. They changed the writer. They changed the artist. Dan DiDio got his mama to write an arc. Whatever happened, I just stopped. I stopped caring, and it was overkill. We're going to start with probably the least overkill-y, for lack of a better term, section. DC kind of broke everything into a main section. Justice League, Batman books, Superman books, Green Lantern books, Young Justice books, The Edge, I don't even know what was in there, and the dark side of DC.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Justice League. That's what everybody knows. Books like Justice League and Aquaman and The Flash and Green Arrow and stuff like that. I want to start by saying, out of this branch, I actually currently pull Earth 2, Green Arrow, and actually that's it. I had The Flash until Brian Buccellato and Francis Manapul left, and then I said bye-bye as well. Should we even ask what you have out of this section, Derek?
I have...
How about you just tell us which ones you don't have? That's probably easier.
No, don't have to. I have every single one. I get every single one of those.
Well, there you go. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 books in that right now.
Yep.
Holy hell.
I get every single one of those. The best out of that list is probably Wonder Woman.
Yes, actually, I've been keeping up with Wonder Woman in trades. It is really
good. You know, I just wanted to, you know, I don't want to sit here and review every book, but Wonder Woman, I just wanted to touch on that just for a second. It actually reads like an indie book. I mean, it has that kind of feel, and when you read it, it feels like something like that Image is putting out right now. And it's not until like you actually see Wonder Woman that you're like, oh, that's Wonder Woman. So it's basically like, you know, just like a really cool, quirky indie book with Wonder Woman thrown in.
I totally agree. It's also one of those ones that thank the, you know, sweet Batman that DC seemed to kind of leave alone, and they let Brian Azzarello and Cliff Chang They let Brian Azzarello and Cliff do whatever they wanted, pretty much.
Which is
exactly what they should have done.
Yeah, and Wonder Woman does other things in other books, and that's perfectly fine, but they just leave this book alone, and the book is all the better for it.
And they're one of the few that has kept the same creators, essentially, from day one. The same writer, at the very least, from day one.
Yes,
so
yeah.
That's fucking great. Everybody knows all about Green Arrow, I hope, by now. I would argue that that's the second best book in this group. But started at issue 17 when Jeff Lemire and... Andrea Sorrentino? I think I just said his name wrong. Andre? Andrea Sorrentino?
I have no clue.
Dude, you're an awesome guy on Twitter, and I'm sorry I butchered your name if you listen to this. You can kick my ass later. But Sorrentino will say. Those two have just killed it.
Definitely.
I would even maybe even venture to say that it might be one of the best that DC is even doing now.
Definitely. Green Arrow. I actually bought the first issue, and I'll put it in perspective. I barely drop anything, and I dropped that book after the first issue. I was like, "This is free. This is horrible. I cannot justify paying $2.99 for this." So I actually completely dropped it, and then didn't pick it up again until 17 when Jeff Lemire came on.
Nobody blames you.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, number one was issue 17.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So, you know what? The Flash, like I said, The Flash is one of my favorite characters. And, you know what? Buccellato and Manapul, I'm pretty sure I'm saying their names right because I purposely looked up how to say Brian's name a long time ago. Anyway, that was one of the best ones as well in this group. It was really strong. Aquaman, Geoff Johns did a great job making Aquaman not stupid and terrible, and everybody, you know, want to throw a rock at his head. Geoff Johns made an Aquaman that
Yep.
We kind of like.
Oh yeah, and Jeff Parker, his Kurt. Well, I mean, he's only had one issue, but it has a lot of the same feel. So I you know, expect Aquaman to continue the high quality.
And there's a little bit of a lead-in too, for people that don't know or whatever. DC is fairly famously shuffled creators around.
Yep.
Be it for editorial reasons or the creators just up and leave and end up in Marvel the next day, or excuse me, I just had a big drink of good old beer and I'm a little gassy. Unedited show, folks. Unedited show. Anyway, they're famous for knocking people off, moving them here, doing this, people getting pissed off and leaving, you know, whatever happens. So Geoff Johns just finished up his run. So, I mean, obviously he's one of the big cats over there, so he's not going to be pissed off and leaving. He probably can do whatever he wants.
No.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, he has free reign. He's not one of those ones that probably, you know, he doesn't get pushed around like some other, you know, lesser guys do.
Yeah, exactly. Like some of the indie guys, like I have a feeling what they did to Alice Cott. Alice Cott? What the fuck, whatever his name is. Again, guys, nothing personal. I can't say people's names. I can say Derek's name because it's Derek Baker, and I can't fuck that up. But anyway, I would argue that the Justice League, what are they calling this? Block, section, area.
Well, I think they're calling them like universes, like the Justice League universe, the Batman universe, even though it's all in the same universe.
Well, that's just a confusing DC.
Yeah, thing that's to too do. Confusing. Yeah. Well,
we'll call it the Justice League block. I'm going to go with block because this page, it's in a block.
Yeah, block, section, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Anyway, I would argue that it's the strongest. I would say that, if not the strongest, then it's right up there.
I would agree with that. I think it's the strongest.
It's had the least amount of bullshit crossovers and you know, stuff that's fucking with it. And it had the least amount of creator changes that are like, holy shit, why did he leave? You know, like,
JLA sort of went down in quality due to all the, you know, creative changes and all of the, you know, crossover bull crap. So that's really gone down in quality. But I mean, other than that, I mean, it's a pretty solid group of books with the exception of Justice League 3000. I just, I read the second issue over the weekend and it's just not doing anything for me. It's freaking terrible.
And actually, Justice League of America is just canceled anyway, is it not?
Oh, yeah. It's being relaunched as Justice League United, written by Jeff Lemire with art by, what, Mike McCone?
Something like that.
So I have high hopes for that, you know, for a turnaround.
Well, hopefully they don't have 52 fucking covers like they did the first time when Justice League of America, or 50 or whatever, how many states there are in America, because that was absolutely ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
But we've spent, you know, 10 minutes talking about this block. I'm going to move on to arguably the biggest block, the block with also arguably the most issues, I would say, at least for me, in terms of crossovers that I don't care about and overarching stories and just garbage that I don't need to read. And then that's the Batman block. Now, this is where some listeners, I hope to God, that you comment and you either tell us we're full of shit or we know what we're talking about or you agree or hate us or whatever. Because this ain't going to be a popular conversation. First and foremost, talk about Batman because it is the Batman block. Greg Capullo is an absolute legend. He's a superstar. He's going to go down as one of the best fucking writers. One of the best artists, not only of Batman, but I dare say of all time. He's just fantastic from start to finish.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I wouldn't call him the best, but he's up there. Yeah.
No, I said he's gonna go down as one of the best.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Scott Snyder has done a great job. Court of Owls was amazing. I like the guy. I don't want to crap on him because I do like him. I do like what he's done. But since Owls has ended, I feel like there's been just a decline. I stopped reading around 24, maybe. I have to check because I think 24 was that big $5.99 issue or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I had it and then just put it away or I got to find it. If I have it, I'm going to read it. But I don't know if I'm going to continue.
Yeah, this. Yeah, I've enjoyed parts of it, but I thought that ever since the end of Night of the Owls, like, it's sort of been weak. I thought the you know, like, the Joker, the whole Joker thing started out strong and ended very, very weakly.
Okay, now here's something as you're talking about this, because we're not going to break down every title in the Batman block, because really it's Batman that pulls the leash for every title.
Okay, okay.
In this block, right? If whatever Batman is doing, the rest of them are doing.
Yeah.
With the exception of, like, Batman Inc., which is ended.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't even see in this list. But anyway, the Joker arc was, as far as I'm concerned, the not the beginning of the end, but the beginning of me kind of realizing that this might not be what I'm into, because literally every comic in this block, and I think even it splashed out of the block, had the Joker on its cover. It talked about the Joker. Joker was doing this. Joker was tickling Nightwing while he was also kissing Catwoman and having drinks with Batwing, you know?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Great story. Boom. I'm a DC writer.
There you go.
You know, he was everywhere. And we all love the Joker. I can understand DC's desire to take something happening in probably their first or second most popular, highest-selling book and shove it down the throats of all the other books. But not only did he take away from whatever story they were writing, it oversaturated Joker for me, and by the end, I just didn't fucking care. I just didn't care, and I thought the ending was weak in Batman proper, and I just didn't care. I was over it. I was over it before it was done.
I actually bought that, like, all of the tie-ins on top of it.
That's because you were already pulling the series anyway.
Well, I was already pulling most of them anyway, but, you know, there was a few, like, there was a Catwoman tie-in, and I don't buy that book or anything. But
I'm surprised it's still around.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. But I buy eight of the Batman family books, and there was a few other ones that tied in. But anyway, yeah, it was definitely overkill. I think halfway through I was like, oh my god, I don't even, like, this is making me not care about the Joker, which that takes a lot because Joker's pretty awesome.
It also says a lot because for a while there you were kind of like the happy-go-lucky everything's great at DC boy.
I was
and the fact that you would even admit it now, you've grown, Derek.
I have grown. They've made me bitter.
As they will.
Yeah.
I want to say, first, just as a side note, I guess, big props to J.H. Williams and W. Hayden Blackman and the rest of the team on Batwoman, because they stayed the fuck away from all this stuff.
Yeah, fantastic run.
They did everything they wanted to do, except towards the end, and this is a case where I think they got pissed off, and they were like, hey, well, we're gone.
Yeah, their last few issues were kind of weak, but I completely understand.
Well, I mean, it sounded like DC just wanted they wanted their hand in the cookie jar, and now that they got whoever's writing it, I mean, no disrespect, but he's gonna do whatever DC says, it seems, because now Batwoman's in this thing and Batwoman's doing this, and it takes away from the quality of the book when you're telling a story and you're trying to go from A to B, but you have to go play up and C for a while. You know, it bugs me. So I just want to say big props to them for however they did it, for staying out, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I also want to give props to Gail Simone. She's a really nice person, and she's done a good job on Batgirl.
Yeah, and if anybody remembers that, speaking of DC terribleness, there's a cool website, as a side note. I think it's called HasDCDoneSomethingStupidToday.com.
I didn't even know about this.
It keeps track of how many days since they've done something stupid. For a while there, man, I'm telling you, it didn't go past like 3. It's awesome. They tell you what happened, what they do, and la la la. But anyway, that just brings me to where they fired Gail Simone as the writer of Batgirl because, and maybe you're going to have to correct me exactly why, but there was some dispute, and they sent her an email and basically said, you're off.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
And then they put, who's the guy that I can't stand?
Ray Fox?
Yes, they put him on there as a filler.
Yeah.
And the internet exploded.
Yes.
If anybody follows Gail Simone, she tweets and talks to the point of wanting to unfollow her, but she's funny sometimes.
She's hilarious, and yeah, she has like a cult following.
It's ridiculous. So literally the fan base pushed back, and DC reinstated her after they let the other guy do 2 issues of nonsense. You know, and so, you know, just more hints of what DC's done in the whole grand scope of things. Stuff that, you know, and we'll get to it with Marvel, you know, because everybody does it, but it just really set DC apart, and it really made them look bad for a long time, it felt like. They're only just now seemingly kind of getting over, you know, all their BS that they had, and you haven't really heard anything too bad for a while, you know?
No, there was even somebody who recently, John Layman?
He's doing Detective.
He's actually leaving. He did a few issues of Batman Eternal, and now he's actually leaving DC to do to focus on his indie stuff. And he actually recently left, and he stated it was nothing towards DC, that he was leaving just because he needed to leave. It wasn't because of anything DC did.
If anything, that just shows to Goya the kind of mindset that fans and media sites and whatnot have. When somebody leaves DC, they want to know why.
Because for the longest time, it was always over bullcrap, and he was just, you know, he had to clarify, like, hey, just so everybody knows, it wasn't because of any bullcrap. I'm just leaving because I need to leave.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's good to hear. I didn't actually hear about that, but John Layman, for those who don't know, does Chew from Image, which you guys should all check out. It's really, really cool. But I think that kind of covers my thoughts on the Batman block. I mean,
yeah. Have you been reading Harley Quinn?
No, I have absolutely zero interest in this sexy Harley Quinn bullshit that they're trying to shove down my throat.
I don't know. I'm thinking about dropping it. It's doing nothing for me. And then, like, they had this scene in issue 2 where, like, they show, like, her and Poison Ivy sleeping in the same bed together. And it's sort of like you don't know whether they had sex or not. And, like,
And I don't want to point fingers, and I'm not going to say his name because he's a nice guy and whatnot. But the writer of the series is known for, I don't want to say sleazier stuff, because that's not the right word.
Oh, because I there's two writers, Amanda Connor is one of them, and then Jimmy Powell.
Well, Palmiotti? Derek said his name anyway.
Okay.
Yes, they're a husband and wife team.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah,
congrats, they got married last year, actually.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know. But Jimmy, he writes, we'll say, sexier stuff.
Okay.
If you ever looked at any of his creator-owned stuff, It's boobalicious. So I'm not so surprised to hear that, I guess, is my point. I don't feel we need that kind of stuff in DC. I don't feel it makes stuff edgy. And as I said, I fucking hate her suit. I hate her with her look. I hate her blue and red hair. So no, I had absolutely zero interest or thought of touching this.
It's not edgy. It's just kind of, like, childish almost, because
what I mean, like, maybe they were going for edgy, right? But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can see, like, a 12-year-old like looking through this book and being like, you know, just getting all excited about it. But I mean, it's not doing anything for me, so it's actually on the chopping block.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's all I gotta say about that. Steve Austin.
All right.
Next up, we're gonna touch on Superman block. Blah, 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 I can't talk. So we're here to talk about the Superman block. Just some quick news. Superman Unchained was just revealed as being, I want to say canceled, but that's not really the right word. It's just ending. Snyder and Jim Lee can't keep up the schedule and keep up the quality. So instead of dragging it out or getting somebody else on it, they're smartly ending it. So I will give a golf clap to DC to just cut their losses or whatever and just end it.
Yeah, I actually the last issue was like my favorite. I thought that was really, really good. And so, you know, but if, you know, like you said, if they can't keep, if they feel like they can't keep it up, that's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, I read the first couple issues, and then I'm not a big fan of Superman. If anybody knows me or has heard me rant about it, the Big Blue just doesn't do much for me. So I like I said, I lasted like 2, but I'll pick up the trade and I'll check it out. I'll sit down all at once. I mean, Jim Lee alone is worth it.
Oh, definitely.
I want to just note, with creator changes, Action Comics just got taken over. Apparently, I'm an idiot today. Action Comics now has Greg Pak and Aaron Cooter.
Cooter.
Oh, God. Speaking of 12-year-old.
I know. God.
anyway, they took it over, and Aaron does wicked art. As I just said, I don't give a shit about Superman, really. I like some of the classic stories, you know, All-Star and all that stuff. But I actually really dig it. Since issue 26, it's been on my pull list. The rest of it, I don't read, don't care about.
Okay.
I'm going to let you field this one there, Derek.
Okay, I get Action Comics, Superman Unchained, which is ending like we talked about, and I also get the Batman Superman and the Superman Wonder Woman books. Action Comics, Grant Morrison did the first however many issues. I think he did, 15, I think? I do believe. It was...
Something. He made it past the zero...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he could have even made it to 20. I'm not sure. And actually,
it wasn't 20, but I think it was like 15 or so. Okay. But anyway, it's, you know, that's probably some of his weaker work, I think. It was, you know what, there was like out of those like 15 or whatever issues, there was probably like six that are like just really, really good. And then the rest is kind of like, meh, all right. Like, you know, it's. So that was a little disappointing. And then it was just they threw who was it? Lobdell on there. And it was just, you know, just, well, Diggle, they all forgot about, oh, God. The Diggle thing, he lasted, what, like an issue and a half, and then he left.
I don't even think he ended up writing an issue. I think he just,
he
showed up, and it was hit Diggle. Yeah. It was supposed to be Diggle and Tony Daniel?
Yeah.
And then something blew up, and again, Diggle left for whatever reason. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
And... you know, they ended up giving Tony Daniel like the reins for the issue for like by himself for an issue or two, and then Lobdell just jumped on. He was already writing Superman, so why the hell not?
And Superman started out strong, but now you know Scott Lobdell, you know, blah, you know, it's
another case.
Yeah, it's been poor, you know, and oh yeah, back on Action Comics, yeah, like you said, Greg Pak is on it right now, and it's been pretty awesome. Superman Unchained, we talked about.
Perez on Superman, man.
Oh, yeah. George Perez is,
He was the first one to go, I think.
Yeah, he was actually the first of those, you know, those creators to go. And then I think it was like stupid Rob Liefeld after that. But
after Perez, it seemed like it was like the floodgates.
It was like an avalanche.
George spoke out, then I'm speaking out too.
Yeah. I actually met him, and he signed all the all my Superman issues that he did, and he's a real nice guy.
He's a great dude.
Oh yeah, he's really fun to talk to, and you know he comes to Pittsburgh every year for the Pittsburgh Comic Con, and he's just every year I'm there, I talk to him. He's been coming for years. He's just a really great guy. He'll sometimes he charges more in other places, but down here, like he'll give you a quick sketch for like $10. You know,
he comes to the Calgary Expo, I think, almost every year. And he actually comes out from behind the table to every single person in line.
Yeah.
And shakes their hand and stuff, like just cool stuff.
Yeah, I actually have a picture on my Facebook page of me and him together. And, he'll take a picture with you for free. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah. But yeah, he was the first one to really speak out. And like I said, it opened up the floodgates afterwards. I mean, everybody gives Rob Liefeld shit, so I'm not going to give him shit, but.
He
was the next guy. He did some filling for them. Dicked him around.
We could make.
We
could make a whole episode about Rob Liefeld.
But we won't.
No, we won't. No, we're not going to.
I did want to quickly touch on because I forgot about it completely. I am reading Superman Wonder Woman.
Yes,
only because of Charles Soule.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. I just wanted to talk. Batman Superman is also written by Greg Pak, and it's not. The first arc was decent, and then this past one is just, oh, what the heck? I don't know. I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. And so, I mean, we'll see what happens in the next arc. But, yeah, okay, anyway, yeah, Superman 1.
I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up getting canceled.
I wouldn't. I don't know what they're doing with it. I have no clue.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's like no direction, and that last arc just was weak and just.
Well, you know what? I really like Brett Booth, the artist. I like him as a person. I like his dinosaur art. I like his art. You know, I think he did a great job on like Teen Titans and stuff. But he did a couple like the sideways issues, and I just kind of look at him and, you know, again, you know, he's a great artist, and either the inker over inked, you know, or took liberties, or they really had him rushed or something. It didn't seem like his normal quality to me.
No, it was very, very gimmicky to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not even necessarily just the flip, but just the artist, like a whole, like an overall look at it.
Yeah.
It just didn't look like him.
No, it didn't. I wasn't. And I also didn't like that version of Toyman, and it was just awful.
Yeah. See, I read the first issue, and then I bought the second one, and it sat for 4 months, and then I just put it in a bag and board, and that was it.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. But Superman Wonder Woman has been on the ball.
I'm super surprised because I hate Superman. Well, okay, I don't like Superman. And generally speaking, I'm not a big Wonder Woman fan either.
See, I like Superman a lot, and then I love Wonder Woman. She's just like, even when her books are bad, I don't even care. I buy them anyway and just eat them up. Love it.
There's an underlying issue there, folks, but we won't touch on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's some like mom issue thing or something. I don't know.
Oh, I was just gonna say you have the 12-year-old hots for her.
No, nothing like that. I've just always been a Wonder Woman fan. I don't know why. I even had like Wonder Woman action figures, not dolls.
No grown ass man calls them dolls. I don't even think as a kid I called them dolls.
No.
They were action figures. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm super surprised. I'm surprised Tony Daniels lasted this long. I honestly, after the first issue that he did by himself, I figured two issues and he's gone. Or they're gonna do the DC thing where they have art credit for like 15 guys.
Yeah.
And you know, he's done a great job. They both, it's you want some Superman Wonder Woman action, literally and figuratively, go pick up the book for sure.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic, and you know, nobody like Wonder Woman's not like over sexed or anything like that. It's just everybody is written very, very strongly.
Yeah, and again, Charles good old Charles is pretty much he's pretty much a how should I put this? He's like a knockout writer every time. Like everything he writes has been good. There's nothing that I've read that he hasn't been good. I mean, I don't read Thunderbolts, but that's next week. So anyway, let's go to one that I've recently jumped back into with open arms, and I'm pretty actually stoked about the Green Lantern Block.
Yeah, that's probably the second strongest. Maybe?
I would say so. Yeah, definitely. Smaller amount of titles. The addition of Sinestro is coming, making it an even six.
Actually, it's going to be five because Larfleeze is actually ending.
Oh, is it? I didn't hear about that. Yeah. When is it ending? I don't even know what issue it's on. Is it only like six issues right now?
Yeah, I think it's on it. Yeah, issue six. I'm reading it. I just can't remember.
It's probably ending at eight. They seem to like that number. They charge a little bit more for the trade, and there you go.
Or at least I heard it was ending. Oh, this says it's not ending. Maybe it's not. I'm not sure. I thought it might have been ending.
I wouldn't be surprised. I you know what? I read number one. It was great. And then number two felt like it was a totally different book. And I stopped.
Yeah, it's been a chore to get. There's been a few issues where it's funny in spots, and then there's other spots where it's just hard to get through. So, I mean,
do you get all these right now?
Yes, I get all of them. Yep.
So I read Green Lantern, Core, and New Guardians up until about 10 or so for Core and New Guardians, and then they were gone. And I stayed with Green Lantern up until Geoff Johns left, and then I stopped.
I hope you went back.
I haven't gone all the way back. I went back and read Lights Out, which is it was a nice short one issue in each series, except for Larfleeze, little crossover plus an annual. And I thought it was great. It ended up making me put New Guardians back on my list. I don't read Core. I don't like Jon Stewart. I remember him in all like the animated shows and stuff. And he just never did it for me. And
No, he's
I fucking hate Guy Gardner.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a racist, but yeah, no, John Stewart doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, that's definitely not the reason. He just
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just he's always kind of been a guy for me that even when he's fleshed out, I'm just like, nah, I don't really care about him too much. But I really like Green Lantern Corps right now. I like that title.
I think it's the military thing for me. That's not my.
No, yeah, that's.
And also, did you just say Green Lantern Corps?
Yeah, core.
It's core.
Yeah.
I say corpse sometimes too, but I just want to make sure I heard that right, so that if I say it, then you can't say nothing to me.
Okay. Yeah, no. I wouldn't have. I say it both ways, and it just all depends.
There you go. Derek goes both ways, folks. You've heard it here first.
Yeah, yes.
So I want to touch on Guy Gardner is a Red Lantern, and they're going to do a Supergirl Red Lantern. Again, I think it's only like a 2-issue thing where it crosses with Green Lantern.
Aren't they like putting them together or something where there's not going to be a Red Lantern?
It's a joint flip issue or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, that's kind of weird.
It's weird. It's gimmicky. It's DC. DC likes gimmicks. We'll get to that towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
But I think if I had to choose, I would say I'm in for the Supergirl Red Lantern thing.
Oh, yeah,
I think that sounds like a pretty sweet idea.
Yeah.
Gimmick or not, DC, you got me on the hook. Just reel me in.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a gimmick I can get down with.
I also think that out of all of these, I mean, you know what? I read the first two trades of Red Lanterns, and I didn't mind it. It just wasn't something that I was, like, super down for.
I've loved it the entire time.
Yeah. Did you see Guy Gardner's big mustache?
Yeah, I saw that. I just saw, that's, I don't know how to feel.
Charles Soule is doing Red Lanterns now.
Yes, he is.
During the Supergirl stuff, he has this big red mustache or something, and I asked him on Twitter, I said, was that your idea? And he goes, yeah, he looks awesome, doesn't he?
He does kind of look like a badass.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, the mustache almost makes me forget everything else that I hate about him.
Yeah.
I do want to also admit that if I had to choose just one book, I'm all in for New Guardians.
Yeah.
I think Justin Jordan and Brad Walker have done a tremendous job taking over for Tony Bedard or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Brad Walker, like, he's like built for this series, man. His space stuff and his constructs and stuff, like, it just looks awesome. I like that he's the White Lantern. I'm down. I Green Lantern seems too serious. And I actually did a review of 27 New Guardians.
Okay. And
I said something along the lines of, it reminds me of like older Fantastic Four.
Yeah. I could see that.
You know, because they're going planet to planet and they're learning stuff and they're helping people. And you know that at the end of it, there's going to be an over arc where, hey, these guys are to come help me. And, oh, I learned this on this planet. Or, you know, it's going to be something like that, which is very Fantastic Four-y to me. And maybe that makes me dig it more. I don't know. But. Yeah, I'm really into that one.
Yeah, I'm really digging the main like Green Lantern and the Green Lantern Corps, like just how Jordan is like neck deep in shit constantly, and I really like that.
Yeah, out of the ones that I read, because I kept up after Lights Out, I read, I think I bought the two after that, and not the most recent one, because Comixology Digital, it goes to $1.99 after a couple of weeks or a month or something.
Yeah.
So I figured I'll just wait just to see. But I do like seeing Hal Jordan in trouble and not the cocky, arrogant.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
I mean, he still is.
Yeah. 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 He still is. And I also like to see him flawed, like making dumb decisions for him to later on be like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, totally.
And he's a great, great character to do that kind of stuff with. You know, Jeff Johns was real good with that. And, you know, so far Venditti has been, I mean, I've been, you know, for the past several months, I've been like a Venditti fanboy and given every, you know, issue of his, you know, 4 stars. And yeah, well, I'm not giving it.
You're not reading Exo Manowar, so you can't say shit.
No, I am. I am now.
Oh, when did you catch up?
Yeah, I did catch up. Yeah. Yeah. I bought the first, what was it? 2 trades, and I've been getting it.
What do you think?
I like Green Lantern a little more, but that's just because I like the characters more. But, that's been really freaking good too.
Yeah. Venditti's good. Venditti. He's good. I'm stoked for his Flash coming up. So
yes. Yeah.
Overall, I think Green Lantern Corps second strongest for sure.
Yeah. I was, you know, I sort of like screamed like a, you know, little schoolgirl as soon as I saw that he was going to be writing The Flash.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, just while we're talking about it, is his Flash going to be Wally, or is it still Barry?
I think it's Barry, I think.
Okay, they're just reintroducing Wally. And Wally will go off and do something else.
Yeah, I think in like upcoming
Titans,
like,
or whatever.
No, I think in like some sort of upcoming Flash annual, they're gonna bring him in, and then they haven't really explained exactly what he's gonna be doing.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering, because they're taking over right after the annual or right before, and I didn't know if he was if all of a sudden Barry was just gonna be gone, or I don't know. They're gonna kill Barry again. No, I'm just kidding. So next one is the Young Justice section, which seems to have a crap load of canceled books. Apparently the only one left is Teen Titans, but that's actually getting canceled too.
Yep, yes,
so
that it is.
So technically everything is canceled in this block.
I never read any of like any of the 80s like Perez and Wolfman Teen Titans. I never, when, you know, when I was younger, I never read any of that stuff, but I did read the Jeff Johns Teen Titans, and that stuff was just absolutely fantastic. Like the first, I'd say like the first 30, 35 issues of his run are just, oh man, just flawless, just really, really great. And so I expect a lot out of my Teen Titan books, and this, like, I dropped it. I have nothing good to say about this new 52 Teen Titans book.
You know, yeah, you know, I stayed on for, maybe 10. I think it was just after, it were just before the Ravagers started.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So, a series that I didn't believe needed a series.
I think I left after, like, eight or nine issues, something like that. I just couldn't do it anymore.
No. But anyway, so consider Young Justice block canceled. In April, which includes Blue Beetle, Hawk and Dove, Legion Lost, Legion of Superheroes, Static Shock, and the Ravagers. Some of them, like Static Shock and Hawk and Dove, only made 8.
Yeah.
This just fucking bombed for them. And maybe the lack of this block is part of the reason why they can't keep up the 52 anymore. I don't know. But that was just 100% fail. Whatever that, it was. I mean, I think they tried to market it too much to teens for it to work, instead of just making a good story that anybody could read. I can't really put my finger on it, because I don't know. I don't read Legion of Superheroes. I didn't read Static Shock. I didn't read Legion Lost. I don't even know who Hawk and Dove is. And I think I read the first 2 issues of Blue Beetle, because I remember seeing him on Batman Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold, yeah.
Right? So I was like, oh, this is – and then I was reading it, and – I don't read Spanish. Spanish isn't a second language in Canada. So it just lost me. There was just too much where he was just talking in Spanish, and it wasn't for me. Simple as that. No. I wouldn't read a French book either, if that's what you guys were thinking. My last name is French, but that's as French as I get. As far as I'm concerned, I'm Irish and French. So there you go. So there you go. That one's done. Gone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
The one they're calling The Edge.
Yeah,
Which I didn't even know was a thing.
I currently don't buy any of those.
I don't blame you at all.
We're
gonna start with what's been canceled already, because I'm guessing this is another fail block.
Yeah,
that is a perfect name for it. There's Voodoo Threshold Team 7 OMAC, which, by the way, I read the trade and it was actually pretty good.
No, OMAC's great.
Yeah, I did like that. Men of War Grifter GI Combat. I don't know what the hell that is.
GI Combat, that was like a war book. Like, they were trying to bring back like those like 40s and 50s, you know, like war books. Sergeant Rock, you know, kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
You know,
it made 7 issues and a 0, so that's what I think about that. Deathstroke, Kyle Higgins' arc was fucking great. His first trade I bought, it was awesome.
Yeah,
and then
Rob
Liefeld came on and showed everything and pretended that never happened, and I didn't read it.
Yeah, nope. Nah, I didn't read any of that.
As a matter of fact, every title I just named, except for Voodoo, somehow, Grifter, Deathstroke, didn't make past 8.
No, uh-uh.
So no. All those are gone. The Green Team apparently didn't make 8. I didn't even know it was canceled. I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, the last issue is coming out next week, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I bought the first two issues and couldn't do it anymore. I hated it. The Movement, as far as like its sister book, The Movement, I bought the first three issues and dropped it. I couldn't do it. Just
nope. As soon as they announced it, I was like, nope, not touching it.
I decided to give it a shot because it was something a little different, and it was, yeah, it's just full of, both are just full of characters that I don't care about, and they don't really give you a reason to care, so, you know, which is a shame because Gail Simone writes The Movement, but it's just, you know, probably one of her weaker books, you know, no offense to her, but it's, you know, don't like it.
Doesn't do it for you. Doesn't tickle your fancy.
Nope.
Suicide Squad and Stormwatch are also ending at 30, so out of the five books that are currently going, by the end of April, there will only be two left.
Yeah, you and I talked about Stormwatch the other day on Twitter, because I was like, what? How the heck did Stormwatch last 30 issues? I had no idea.
I thought it was canceled on second wave, man.
That's what I thought. I thought it was canceled at least by the second wave. I was like, what the hell? How did this just keep on, you know, chugging along, even though I didn't know
it was the little comic that could, man.
I guess so. Like, but you know what? I was looking at some of the numbers, and it was actually beating out some of the books that are still around, which is shocking.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? The fan base has really started screaming for it lately, so I'm surprised they're canceling it.
Yeah, they're.
It's one of those ones that I think I might trade. Like, go and read a couple of trades. I'm just curious now.
Yeah, well, Stormwatch is like an old Wildstorm series, and I'm sure that there's, you know, old fans of that, you know, original team that probably want to see it do well, and that's fine. It's just I never got into Stormwatch. I have no emotional attachment to it, and just never interested me.
Yeah, I really don't like Martian Manhunter, so I stayed away.
I like Martian Manhunter, but the other characters I don't give a crap about.
I'm looking at the list here. I don't know who any of them are. I mean, I know who Apollo is, as in the god, but I assume it's not that guy.
I know of the characters, but I couldn't really tell you much about them.
The only one that I would say that would stand out for me as like the best one would be All-Star Western. I know we said when we started this before recorded, we're not going to review every book, so hopefully you guys don't think we're reviewing it. We're just kind of breaking it down, because some of this information is new to us, because we don't keep track of them. These are the few books that Derek doesn't read, and I was disconnected from DC. Like I said, I read three books from DC for like almost a year. That was all I had. So, but anyway, also Western is Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray. And I'm surprised it's still around, actually.
But, yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I, you know what? The only thing, I never even gave that book a chance, really. But I did buy the, what was it, the Owl tie-ins for it. And those were pretty cool.
Yeah, then that's another one. Because it's set in Western Gotham, it gets dragged into the Batman black hole of doom. And, you know, that's people like, oh, yeah, hey, that's still a book. You know, and maybe that's what's saving it is the spike in sales around Batman time. Like, I don't know. I read the first couple.
Wasn't there a zero year tie-in or something, too? I don't know.
I think so, yeah. Zero Year went to Green Lantern Corps, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, I know. That was ridiculous.
I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck does it have to do with anything?
I went to The Flash, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't even read that issue.
It was alright.
Oh, fuck. So anyway, All-Star Western, surprise is still there. I read the first arc. Wasn't bad. Yeah, not for me. Don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
And then we have The Dark, which I might say is, well, I guess I would put Batman after Green Lantern as far as things go, and then maybe Dark after that. I don't know. Dark's a pretty big block. I guess block is what we settled on.
Yeah, it's a pretty big block. Yeah, I actually buy all of these.
Yeah. So it's good. I like it. Animal Man, Justice League Dark, Swamp Thing. The Phantom Stranger, I don't give a fuck about. Constantine, why they ended Hellblazer, I just want to kick them in the head. And Pandora, which I saw that you still read summary for some reason. And then we have, it's another block of a lot of ended stuff. It's got like five or six ended. Demon Knights, Dial H, Frankenstein, Eye Vampire, which should have never fucking ended because that was awesome.
Yeah.
Resurrection Man and Sword of Sorcery. before I let you talk, I know I talk a lot this whole episode, but holy shit, go and buy the trades for iVampire. Sorrentino and Joshua Hale, Filekov, fucking killed it. They should have never took him off the book. They should have never canceled the book.
Nope.
Just let it ride. And that first trade sold like a motherfucker. It was like number one on New York Times.
It did. Yeah. It was number one, which is shocking because, you know, Walking Dead Volume 1 is always number one.
Well, yeah. And it's awesome. The art, the story. I didn't know the characters. I didn't give a crap about the characters. None of that crap. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the stronger, initial, New 52 titles.
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah, and yeah. Okay, yeah.
You read all of them, so talk about the crap that I don't care about.
Okay, let's see. Well, Animal Man, I'll touch on that. Animal Man has been awesome. It kind of got weak during that whole Swamp Thing crossover.
Yep.
But,
I blame Crossover King for that one.
Yeah, it got back, but it got back on track, and I'm actually sad to see it go. Justice League Dark has been decent, but right now it's kind of just bogged down with Forever Evil nonsense. Swamp Thing, awesome.
Charles Soule, man, he's doing great. He took over for Snyder and Paquette, and him and Kano and Jesus Saez or whatever have been killing it. Definitely check it out. If you guys are in need of some green, that's where you want to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Phantom Stranger.
Why the hell did you read that?
It started out weak, and they got another writer on there besides Didio. And now I can't remember his name, but it's been decent, and I always like that character. So I'm a sucker for it, and I actually enjoy it. Right now, it's just it's just kind of doing Forever Evil tie-in stuff, and it's decent. I don't know. It's nothing I would recommend to you or anything.
Hell.
I'm still getting Constantine.
Ugh.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that book, and then I enjoyed Hellblazer too, but this one's decent, and then Trinity of Sin Pandora.
It's like Hellblazer light. I don't even want to talk about Pandora. Constantine is like Hellboy or Hellboy.
Yeah,
Hellblazer light.
Well, I just wanted to say something about Pandora. It was it initially started, and it was a Trinity War tie-in, which made sense. Now it's a Forever Evil tie-in, which makes sense. And I don't know where they're going to take it from there. Like, what can you do with this series?
It's going to be a Batman tie-in, obviously. Everything's a Batman tie-in.
Yeah, I guess they could. Yeah, I guess they could do that. But, I enjoy the Dark books. That's probably my third favorite, as far as the blocks go.
Terrible. Terrible. Terrible, terrible. I just want to touch on these maxi series that they got, Batman Eternal.
Yep.
For some reason, they're saying they're having like 52 of them, and the new 52 features end, which is 52 of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be they're going to be weekly titles that come out every
week. It's going to be like $2.99 a book, isn't it?
Yeah, from what I understand. Yeah, it's going to be they're going to come out weekly for a year. They did, they actually did that twice a number of years ago.
They did the 52.
52, and then they had one called Trinity that they did like a year after that.
Oh, did they? Well, hey, guess what? DC, I'm so out. I'm not paying $2.99 or more every week.
Yeah.
No. Fuck no. And I mean, a lot of these writers and artists look good, but I don't like my shit being changing. If I wanted to read something that changed, I'd read your 99-cent Legends of Batman. Why can't I just read that? Like, what?
I'm gonna get those books, but it's funny because we were just talking about the Dark, so I'm probably gonna drop Pandora and Phantom Stranger and a few other things in order to get those weekly ones.
Piss me off. So before we start talking about the problems, and just as a fair warning, good old comic faithful. We are going to overtime today. This is an overtime podcast. It's happening.
Burr, 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 burr.
I don't know what that is. I thought you were gonna go Papa Ooh Mao Mao. Papa Ooh No.
No, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I just want to touch on The Shade from James Robinson and Cully Hammer and a couple other guys. It was just 12 issues at the beginning. If anybody likes Starman, check it out. It's a great trade. It collects all 12. It was probably one of my favorite, and I think out of everything that's been canceled, I'm the saddest about that one. So it was just really good. So check out The Shade. And of course, Starman if you haven't, because Starman's fucking great. So now we've gone through them. We've gone through the blocks.
Yes.
We've gone through what we liked. We've talked about what we hated. I said fuck a whole bunch. You only said it once.
Fuck.
Twice. I stand corrected. Jesus Christ Almighty. Why do we have to have these big crossovers? I want to know. And I don't want the same cop-out where they're going after money. Okay, you know what? Scratch that.
That's the thing. They sell.
We're an unedited show. I'm taking that off the table. I want to talk about their September bullshit first.
Oh, God. Okay.
Every September is a gimmick. The first September, the gimmick was number ones. And hey, that's great. Everybody loves number ones.
Yeah, that's fine.
Number ones sell. We get it. Great. The second one was zero months.
Yeah, the
that
zero
was
issues.
Fucking stupid. I didn't care about it. It wrecked arcs. It went in the middle of stuff. It halted storylines. Every title did it, even Batwoman, and it fucking pissed me off.
Yeah.
The second one was Villains Month, which also pissed me off, and it was even worse than Zero Month because there was like one every fucking week. Or sorry, there was like four every week or whatever. Every title had like four point issues.
It wasn't every title.
Okay. You're right.
It was like the biggest best selling titles had anywhere from two to four.
Yeah, Aquaman only had like two, and
Wonder Woman had two. Batman had four. All the Batman books had four.
There was
Superman.
One that only had one, and I can't think of which one it was.
Even Teen Titans had two, and then there was a few books that were just halted for the month.
Right. So I just not specifics. I just want to say, and again, you're gonna come back at me with the same thing. DC outsold Marvel that month. DC did this. DC fucking sold $1 million. And I want you to say fuck a lot when you talk about it too. Yes, they sell. People buy them. People are suckers for that kind of stuff. But
yep.
Jesus Christ, can we not have a gimmick month every September? We know you started in September. That's great. The new 52 started off great.
Well, let me talk about something real quick. They were those like 3D, those 3D covers. They had two different covers.
Oh,
you could,
my
like,
God.
The
what
month.
A travesty
yeah, you,
that was.
Yeah, yeah. You could get the $3.99 3D cover, or you could get the $2.99 regular cover that like wasn't as cool and isn't worth as much. Like they're going to be fucking worth something. Anyway, But I mean, I was getting like, cause I was trying to get all of them, and I had some problems because they were shorting like comic shops. Like comic shops were getting shorted, and the comic shop that I go to, which is pretty large, it's a pretty large, store. They actually got only two copies of that fucking awful Joker's Daughter issue. And and that one dude that I've talked about in prior podcasts, he bought like four of them, and I was like, dude, you need to sell those right now. You need to sell those because they will never be worth what they're worth now. And he didn't sell them. He's like, oh, I'm going to sit on them. In a few years, they're going to be worth a lot of money. No, they're not. Nobody's going to care in like 3 months.
Nope.
And guess what? Nobody cares.
If you didn't sell them in September,
yeah,
you're SOL.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, comic book convention after week four of that month, we had a big comic book convention around here, and everybody had Villains Month issues, and everybody was trying to sell them. There was people getting in your face like, hey, we have Villains Month issues. Hey, I bet you didn't get all of them. Hey, over here. I'm like, yeah, I got all of them. I'm fine. I don't care about that crap. Like,
I still want to kick you in the ass for buying all of them. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that was, everybody knew that nobody's going to care in a couple months. So let's get rid of these right now. They were really, they didn't even want you looking at anything else. They were like, they had them like right up front. They were just begging people to buy this stuff.
if that doesn't tell you how stupid these collectors that think they're going to be worth money in a couple of years are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you have to sell, you know, that was like one of those things where you had to like sell high because a few of them were going for a decent price.
Yeah, regular yeah. Joker was.
Yeah, yeah, initially because, you know, like we said, I mean, there were certain issues that were being shorted.
Yeah,
so
DC promised all this stuff, and then the orders were, quote-unquote, too much for them to handle. And
oh,
all
yes.
of a sudden, they pulled right back. Like, they pulled out and gave you the guilty look, like, whoops, you know.
Yeah, it was just a giant scam by, you know, by DC and Diamond, you know, trying to be like, oh, yeah, there's going to be plenty of issues. And then they short a bunch of them and, you know, and that just creates buzz and everybody's trying to snatch them up because, you know, you have, you know, like we said, you have idiots that think they're going to be worth millions of dollars. And
yeah, it makes you wonder if that was planned. Eh?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was.
I wouldn't put it past them. So there we go. There's one instance of something big that went on that did DC do something stupid today, and that's when they shorted everybody and people were like retailers were so mad. I know some retailers that I talked to and they canceled their entire order. They're like, you know what, we're not going to be part of it at all, and they backed right out.
Yeah, yeah. There was actually a comic book shop around here that did that. They just backed out and they were like, nope, screw you. We're not doing this.
Yeah, no fucking way. But this kind of stuff is what I'm talking about when it comes to some of the DC stuff, you know, these gimmicky months and the 50 fucking variant covers. And again, we're not saying that all comic, publishers are guilt free. We're not saying DC is the bad guy necessarily.
We're
not saying they're the only ones doing it.
I'll go on the record as saying I love DC. I do. And that's why they make me so mad, because I love them so much.
And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I really love DC characters. For whatever reason, I seem to know more and like DC characters more than some or most, maybe even all, Marvel characters.
Yeah.
I like Marvel. I like what they're doing right now. They're making me big fans of some characters. But I gravitate towards the DC characters because of the cartoons or whatever. They had more presence for me when I was a kid. And, you know, Green Lantern and all the Justice League guys. I like them more. But, and again, I like it. And like you said, it makes you mad when this kind of shit happens. When it's gimmick and bullshit and we're only out for the money and we don't care what creators come and go. We're going to tell them what to do. If they don't do it our way, they can fucking hit the road. This is the image they're projecting. Whether it's 100% accurate, whether we have all the information or not. A wise man once told me, you can't change what somebody thinks. They're going to think it no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So this is the perception that DC is giving off. And it fucking irritates me. And that's why I was down to three. At one point, if Green Arrow, Swamp Thing, and I think the other one was Flash. And Flash, actually, I guess I was down to two at one point. Because after Flash 24, I stopped reading it. If those weren't good, I would have no DC titles. And I probably wouldn't have been dragged into the other four that I ended up signing up for. You know, I'll buy DC if it's good. I want quality. I don't think it's asking for much as a paying customer.
Yes.
To want quality.
Well, yeah, especially when you're somebody like me who buys as many, you know, I expect these to be of like, you know, the highest quality. Like they should be, honestly, like as big as they are, they should be blowing all those indie titles, they should be blowing them out of the water as far as like how good these stories are, and they're just not. I mean, Image is killing them.
Killing them badly. Like,
oh yeah.
Image has become the big three as far as I'm concerned. Image is...
Oh yeah. Yeah, Image, huge. Yeah.
They might even get their own special show.
Oh yeah, I would do that. Yeah, I'd be down for that. Yeah, no, Image is beating... I even think they're beating Marvel, but not by much, but DC, they're just spanking them. Like, as far as quality goes.
I think Dark Horse has almost beaten DC for quality, man. I mean, I love Dark Horse, so that's not a shot at Dark Horse.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Dark Horse doesn't have as much stuff. There's not as much creator-owned stuff, or like, original stuff or university stuff. But, I mean, anything Mignola does, for example, is better. I would put them up against anything that DC does, and it's going to be better. Anything. Even stuff that I like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, it might tie with like Green Arrow and then stuff that I really like, but you know, that universe alone, I feel is more rich, more developed, It has better just thought and care going into it than DC.
If not all,
then most of it.
Well, even some of Dark Horse's like Star Wars books are better, which, you know, that's going to Marvel, but that's another story. But even their like current like Star Wars titles, I think, are really like high quality and, you know, a lot of them are better. Well, I mean, they're, you know, I think, you know, the Brian Wood Star Wars, I think, is probably better than a lot of DC titles.
And you know, when I fell off that, something about Brian Wood. I don't think I was in a Brian Wood frame of mind, but anyway, different thing. This is the bottom line, and obviously, you know, maybe I'm asking too much when I don't buy as much, and somebody like Derek can have more of an opinion because he buys, even if you figure every book is average $2.99. Is that what they're saying now? Or are we going to go? It's almost like it's going up to $3.99 now.
Yeah, it seems like every new book. There's a few of them, like Harley Quinn just started, and that's $2.99. But the majority of books are like all like it's the $2.99.
Yeah.
The bigger ones are all $3.99.
Same thing that Marvel's doing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Any like Batman-y, Superman-y book they're like Justice League, whatever. They're all going to be $3.99.
So, okay, you know what, even assuming that they're just $2.99, because that's how they started, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You're spending pretty much $100 a month on DC
alone. Yeah, yep.
So, I mean, you guys can do your own math. $100 times 12 is way too much money to spend for quality that's not there, right? The stuff that you could buy is insane, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, and again, Derek, I told you when we ended this, I might bug you a little bit about how many you get. But when you put into perspective that you could be potentially spending $1,200 a year on DC for stuff that might not be good or is subpar to the comic world, it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
You know, and maybe you hadn't thought of it in those terms. Maybe you just had a light bulb. I don't know.
Well, no, it's not. It's not so much that. It's more that I don't care what it is. I just like to be as deeply steeped into the DC and Marvel universes as I can. I've always been that way. Like from when I was a young child, like to now, like I don't know what it, I feel at home in those universes. And I don't, and when I'm not, you know, when I'm not steeped enough, like I start panicking.
Well, and see, there you go. Fair enough.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I'm not going to spend the money when Image or Marvel is going to do something better. You brought up the good point about DC's books, the quote-unquote bigger ones, being $3.99.
Yeah.
And that's been a point of contention for me because while Marvel does the $3.99 as well, which is fine and great, and I'm sure $3.99 is going to become a standard, and then $4, and then $5, and soon we'll be paying $10 for one issue. But in order to get that extra special code for a digital version, you have to pay an extra dollar with DC.
You have to pay an extra dollar, and it comes in one of those stupid poly bags. Which if you care about that stuff, if you wanted to resell it, it's not worth as much as soon as you open up that poly bag.
Yes, so
you just destroy the value.
There you go. There's another thing that stupid collectors don't understand.
Yeah,
but the big point is that Marvel will give it away for $3.99. Here's a code. Any book that's $3.99, you guys get a digital freaking code. We want you to share it with people and do this. DC strikes me as, fuck you. You want this code? Pay more. We don't really want you to give it away. Do whatever, you know?
Heck, we get some of our money back. We've been selling those digital codes on eBay for like $1, and people buy them. And I get, you know, we get some of that money back.
Well, that's just a scam and a half right there, Derek.
What? We pay what? We charge $1 for them. That's cheaper than Comixology.
Why buy it in the first place? Why not just buy the regular book and then you don't have to worry about any of that?
What? Well, I do buy the regular book. Oh, no, I'm talking about Marvel.
Oh, I thought you were talking about DC. Okay.
No, I was talking about the Marvel books that do that, give that to you for free.
Christ, I was giving those codes away for free on Twitter, man. No wonder you stopped giving me those codes, you bastard.
I know.
Supposed to give them out for the fans, man.
You know what? I have a bunch. You know, maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we'll do that for any listeners that want to comment. We'll give away some codes.
Yeah, if you want codes, let me know.
There you go. If you're listening, I want you to comment on not only the show, but also on what you think of.
Yep.
Well, okay, I want you to comment on the show.
Yeah.
In general, and this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe,
I don't.
Maybe Derek will give you a code.
Yeah, yeah. I can't help you with DC because I won't pay that extra buck for that freaking digital code. But yeah, Marvel, yeah, tons of Marvel.
You know, but that, as far as I'm concerned, that, like, that little comparison is almost like the you know, one of the big problems of DC. It's like how their mindset is. They want more money, and they're almost shameless about it. You know, 50 variant covers. Were they all different? No. The stupid flag was changed for the state of whatever they were in, like for the 50 states of America.
Yeah, 50 states, and then there was the American flag one, which was supposed to be the regular cover, and then
was like 50 because they did Puerto Rico, didn't they?
I thought it was Canada. I thought they did a Canadian one too.
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
Not unless I never saw one. I don't know how they decided how to print that. Like, you know, those. I mean, I heard that, like, for example, Shops California. When they ordered it, they didn't get the California one. They got Omaha. I don't even know if that's a state. I don't know.
No. Nebraska.
Nebraska. There we go. Trying to think of something like in the middle of nowhere, like Ohio. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they didn't get the state that they were from, and they got just random shit.
And, yeah, you know, I think that happened, and I think my shop got just like random states and whatnot, and then they also had like a pack where you could buy like all of the variant covers for like $140 or something that. I don't know.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Oh yeah, that is disgusting. I just couldn't. I couldn't imagine doing something like that.
So okay, we've discussed the blocks, we've discussed the cancellations, we've discussed the creator changes and leaving and bullshit. I mean, we didn't even touch on them all. There was lots. There has been lots. Especially in 2013, there was a lot.
Yeah, there was.
You know, like disgusting amounts. Stuff that shouldn't happen in a professional company. Not only, you know, the issues and what was coming out, but the fact that, you know, DC essentially didn't seem to care. The next week they had some fill-in guy, and then, oh, we hired this guy. Oh, yeah, this, you know, and for a while there, it actually, I got the feeling that we almost like DC really just didn't care. Like, you know, oh, there's always another writer around the corner kind of thought, or another artist. Like, they just, you know, and then they have grueling schedules, and Marvel does it too. Again, it's not just DC, but they'll credit six guys on the art because they were behind, they needed to fill in, and they had to rush and do this. And
last year was like the year that everybody should have just shut their mouths, because every time DC opened up their mouths, they just made it worse.
Yeah, man, I just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, like it. And then you had like Microsoft and their whole Xbox thing, and I'm like, oh god, just don't open your mouths anymore. You're just making it worse. Like, just stop, please, please, I beg you. And then like finally they just shut up about everything, and I was just like, okay, just shut up and you'll be fine.
I wonder now if DC is better, or if people just aren't saying as much, you know. Because you haven't really heard any major issues for a while.
So no.
Does that speak to DC fixing their stuff, or are they just putting a lid on it?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe that they're dealing with things a little better to try to prevent that. Maybe they're trying to prevent that. Like, oh, if somebody has a problem, maybe they accommodate them a little more. Like, hey, oh, I don't like this editorial, interference. We're, you know, I'm out of here. Okay, yeah, we understand. You know, here's a severance package, or let's
sign
calm
this
down.
Form, you know. So you don't say shit.
Yeah, exactly. Or here's $500 for the month, and you know, sign this form saying you won't say anything, or something like that. I don't know. I don't want to say anything for sure because I don't know. But
yeah, this is all speculation. But I think okay, we gotta have to wrap this up. We're in overtime, but I want to wrap.
Yeah.
This up
okay. Yeah. Quick. Yeah. All right.
We're just gonna start shitting on them, and it's gonna get beyond just, you know, looking at it as sensibly as we can, which I hope you guys think we have. Obviously, I'm the more biased. Derek is more the fanboy, so I figured it was a good conversation.
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely a fanboy, but you know, I also recognize when they do stupid shit.
Yeah, which some fanboys don't.
Yeah,
which is why they keep getting away with it.
Exactly.
You know, at the end of the day, guys, you know, if you like something or you hate something, talk with your wallets. You let your money do the talking.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't always, and you know,
I know Derek doesn't do that ever.
No, well, from time to time, but not yet. There's some times where I, you know, they'll do things and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm just like, oh, well,
I have to complete this run. I need my heroin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you know, I need to, you know, yeah, oh, I need a complete run, or oh, I need to know what's going on in this little section, or, oh, you know, like, oh, I won't get the whole story.
Yeah, exactly. That's totally Derek.
Yeah, yep.
But seriously though, you guys talk with your wallets. If you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
If you guys bitch about the covers and then you go, you buy them all, which I know guys that have done that. They complained and complained. Derek, you know, guys from the old place that we used to hang out site-wise, which I won't mention because then gone, but people bitched about it and they fucking went and tracked them down and bought them all anyway.
Do what I say, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
I guess. It's just irritating, you know. It's DC won't get the message. If every time they do a gimmick month, they're, you know, 15% higher on the monthly sales and the market share than they were the month before. Yeah. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to do it.
Well, and they're going to keep doing it, because if you look at like 2013 sales, like you look at all the months that they were doing gimmicks, they killed it. They killed everybody in sales. Like they beat, and those are the only months that they beat out like Marvel.
Yeah, everything else, you know? Marvel was head over heels, and you know what? Marvel Marvel would release way less books, and they would still beat them out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it's. It shows to go, you folks. You got to speak with your money, and I'm finding it hard not to just rip into DC and really just kind of let it go, because I feel like we've been positive and negative, but right now DC is losing the overall battle in my mind, the battle for control that always seems to be a thing. People got to understand that they're still big corporations, you know, Warner Brothers and Disney now. You know, maybe it's beyond Marvel and DC. It's Warner Brothers and Disney. They're always going to compete. There's one's going to be better than the other. It's going to fluctuate. One year or 10 years, Marvel's going to win. 10 years, DC's going to win.
Yep.
Et cetera, et cetera. But right now, I think DC, as far as if I was to like overall grade everything in DC, I'd give it like 2 stars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Six, 7 years ago, I would have been telling you like, oh, yeah, DC just destroys Marvel as far as quality goes. But now, now it's definitely moved over to Marvel over the past few years.
And, you know, we'll touch on that in the next show, of course, you know, but damn, guys, let's get some shit together. All we ask for is consistency and creativity and quality. You know, the 3 Qs. You know, that's supposed to be funny, Derek. That's the part where you laugh. Or were you just writing them out going, wait a minute, they're not Qs. I'll take a third Q and a Batman symbol. Oh, terrible. That was a Family Guy reference, Derek, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
See, Derek's getting tired, everybody. It's time for Derek's nappy time.
It is time for my nappy time. I've been sick, too, so.
Oh, right. That's true. Derek's sick. I can't bug him too much about that. We want to hear your comics, guys. Your comics? We want to hear your comics, too, I guess. We want to hear your comments. Email us, allcomic@outlook.com. Give us a comment in the bottom. Comment on iTunes. Comment on Twitter. Comment on Facebook. We're all over the place. Comment on fucking Google+. Nobody will read it, but there'll be a comment. Only Google employees will read it. We have a Tumblr we don't really use. Comment there if you can. I don't even know if you can comment on Tumblr, actually. Do whatever. Whatever you got to do. Let us know what you think. Do you like DC? Do you hate DC? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think I'm an asshole? Nobody will blame you. We all know I am. Do you like Derek? Do you think he has the sexiest voice in all of comics? Let us know. We want to know.
The answer is yes.
Of course. The answer is always yes. We want to know. Let us know.
And if you have a suggestion for a future topic on the show, you know, you can shoot us a line or, you know, comment.
Yeah, we have a couple planned, but we, you know, this is mostly off the cuff, so it's not planned too hard or too far in the future. Matter of fact, we only decided on this topic like last week, so
exactly. Yeah,
we're just winging it. We're just talking about stuff we want to talk about, guys. So let us know, give us feedback. I think that's it. I have to go figure out how to edit some. other stuff and get some music onto this. And that doesn't count as editing, by the way, people. If I add music at the front, I don't want to hear any crap about that, Derek.
What? I didn't say anything.
I don't know. I'm trying to babble so that we can get exactly at 1 hour and 20 minutes, but we're about 40 seconds out, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it unless I just sing for you guys, and I don't think anybody wants that. So, that's it. For Derek.
Goodbye.
For me, I'm Tyler. That's Derek. Read comics, folks. Talk with your money. Expect quality. Demand quality. Be vocal. Let us know what you think. I'm still trying to push for that 1 minute and 20 mark.
Yeah. Don't be like Derek. Don't be like Derek.
You can be like Derek, but just be smarter. Don't buy all the crap.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Until next time, folks. All-comic.com. Find us at all comic underscore, and we are out.